Scott Bessent emphasizes back to basics, Iran sanctions at G20 finance opening. By Matt Mercer on August 31, 2026. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told reporters the G20 was getting back to basics ahead of a full day of meetings at the G20 Finance Ministers meeting in Asheville, North Carolina, taking place Monday and Tuesday. Bessent told reporters he was grateful for a statement in support from the European Union, which said the economic bloc has adopted extensive sanctions to prevent Iran from exploiting the global economy and financial system to sustain its hostile actions and undermine international security. It remains ready to take further measures, where necessary, to safeguard its security and interests, including freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Bessent did not put a time frame on the set of sanctions, known as Operation Economic Outcast. "I think it could be within weeks or months. The economy doesn't have to collapse. We just have to have the regime come to their senses," he said to reporters. Operation Economic Outcast was announced last week. Its goal is to sever the economic lifelines that sustain the Iranian regime and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC. The department says it has mapped the networks, facilitators, and financial channels that Iran uses and will target any source of the regime's illicit revenue. Bessent was then asked about global growth and how to continue strengthening the economy. He said U.S. growth was quite strong, and said eventually we would be on the other side of the Iran conflict, which has highlighted the need for deregulation and energy security. He was then asked about trade deals, specifically with Canada and China. Bessent said he has long believed America first does not mean America alone, and Trump inherited a mess from the Biden administration. "I say sometimes that I feel like an emergency room doctor, and the economy is the patient, and the American people were backed over by the Biden Mack truck," Bessent said. "We have stabilized the patient, and now we're in the healing portion, and real incomes are increasing. We're seeing this technological burst in the U.S. We are seeing the reindustrialization. We're seeing construction jobs. And what's important now for the U.S. is these are private sector jobs, and we are seeing a decrease in government jobs," he explained. A senior Treasury official told Breitbart News last week the goal of the conference was economic growth, not Biden-era climate change and carbon policies.